From the 36th and last Southwest Airlines Chili Cook-Off, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. I recently attended the Southwest Airlines 36th and last Chili Cook-Off, which is held in Dallas, well, near Dallas. The reason it's called the 36th, or next year will be the 37th and last, the reason we do that is that on the first year that they held it, no one thought they'd ever want to mess with the event again, and they frankly thought we might not be in business a year later, so they called it the first and last Chili Cook-Off. So the next year rolled around and thought, hey, maybe we ought to have another party, you know, another Chili Cook-Off. So they called it the second and last, and thus began a tradition. So now we're up to the 36th and last. If you listen to my podcast of about a year ago, it was called Chili, 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 and it explains a lot of the history of chili. I'm not going to get into that in this episode. This is more history of this event, and more the event, I should say. I recorded quite a bit of audio that on the day of the event, but unfortunately it was very windy and I can't use most of it. Now, this year was a little different for me. I've cooked over the past, 12 years or so. I bet I've cooked in a dozen of them. And this year, I was a judge, so it was a little bit different angle for me. I was actually tasting everybody's chili. And although the chili teams make chili available for tasting to anybody, if you're kind of running the tent, in my case, I was cooking two, sometimes three different pots of chili. I just simply never had the time to get beyond the one or two next-door neighbors that I have. The investigative arm of Red Belly Radio discovered a fellow who helped out at the very first Southwest Airlines Chili Cook-Off. The investigative arm is also known as his wife happened to tell me that they were involved.
I'm talking with Richard Knight. Richard's a longtime chili cook. Was from the North Texas area and now lives in Tennessee. In fact, I think you're the reigning Tennessee state champion.
Men's champion.
Men's champion.
Yes.
And you and your wife, Carol, you did a lot for promoting of chili in North Texas. You moved to Tennessee, and you're doing quite a good job promoting chili cooking there, too.
Yeah, we have. We've enjoyed spreading the Texas culture to the Tennessee area.
You were a judge, or you attended the very first Southwest Airlines Chili Cook-Off 36 years ago?
You know, I was so young, and my mind was still left over from the 60s. I was trying to remember if I actually cooked in it or judged in it or was there. But I was.
Well, you've been to a few since then.
Yes. I can remember I got a phone call from the Wick Fowler Group at that time, which was in South Texas, and was heavily involved in Cassie, and said that Southwest was thinking about doing this event and wanted to know if I'd go over and help them run judging. And I can remember showing up and had a big party the night before and with all the judges there and all the teams, and then the next day, I was trying to remember if it was the first or second or the third one where we actually cooked in Bachman Lake and it was snowing.
I've heard about this snow year. From what I've heard, it wasn't the first year, so okay. Maybe the second or third.
Yeah, my years have run together.
It does snow on occasion. That was probably in April or...
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now you mentioned Cassie. Cassie is the Chili Appreciation Society International, and that's kind of the granddaddy of all the chili cooking groups that hold more cook-offs per year, and they raise $1 million or more a year for charities.
It's averaged about $1.3 million, $1.4 million a year for the last few years.
Really? Well, you and your wife were voted Chili Heads by Cassie, Chili Heads of the Year. What was that? 2005.
I believe so.
That's a really big deal, by the way, listeners, that Richard and Carol, in order to be voted Chili Head of the Year, you've got to probably work for, 15 or 20 years. you don't do the work for 1 year. Now, in my research for this podcast, which includes going to, cook-offs and stuff, I was trying to figure out what's the longest annually held cook-off anywhere. And Terlingua last year had the 42nd. Mm-hmm. This, 2009 would be the 43rd year.
Yeah. Houston's pod is real close behind that, and then San Antonio and Austin area, and then Chile sort of moved north into Fort Worth, and Cowtown pod in Fort Worth was the
Cowtown pod. That the pod is what they call the local clubs within the CASI organization. And the Cowtown pod was only the third pod, and their cook-off this summer is going to have the 32nd annual.
Yeah.
So either way you slice it, there's only a few other cook-offs that have been going longer continuously than the Southwest Airlines Chili Cook-Off.
I would say very few, very few.
It kind of makes me proud as a Southwest employee and a chili cook that I'm associated with it. It's also I think chili cook-offs for me are probably the most quintessentially Texan thing you could do. It's the official dish of Texas, and what's better than going out on a nice, pretty Texas spring day and cooking a pot of chili.
That's pretty good. I can remember when we cooked the big pot of chili in Austin to make it the official chili dish, and we were all sitting around stirring big pots and horse troughs and the big tubs that you feed our water to the horses in.
Uh-huh.
And we all had boat paddles standing around stirring it and making chili for the senators and the congressmen at that time so that they would vote in chili as the official food of Texas.
Well, I did have the opportunity to ask Kinky Friedman, who was running for governor of Texas at the time, that if he were elected governor, would he do anything to jeopardize the official state dish status? And he, of course, said, no, that once elected, he was going to spend most of his time in Las Vegas or something like that. But it was a very Kinky Friedman answer.
That's because you can get a good, quick flight to Las Vegas with Southwest.
There you go. Nice product placement there, Richard. Any other memories of that fabled day?
I can remember back to the year it really snowed real heavy was one of the teams I remember had a commode, bathroom commode, and they had their pot in there, and had built a fire inside the commode, put their pot down in it, and was how they were cooking their chili. And I guess there were some leftover gases or something because the porcelain pot just exploded.
Oh,
and so they were having to scrape their chili up and start from scratch.
Hope they didn't get any porcelain in it. That's funny, a little disturbing. it's just that ain't right, But that's what's fun about chili cook-offs. I'm always impressed with the wherewithal of chili cook-offs. Of chili cooks, I should say, because they need something in a pinch. If it's too windy or too sunny or too something that day. Boy, they can find a little piece of cardboard and a window shade from the car, and you'd be surprised what you could make with a rubber band, a paper clip, and half of them are MacGyvers. It's always fun to see the.
It's a very creative.
It is a fun group.
Creative minds.
Congratulations on all your achievements in chili. Thank you so much for helping this chili cook-off get started.
Well, we thank Southwest for having one of the longest running cook-offs. And even though this year may have been the last one, right?
It's always the last.
It's always the last. But I enjoy flying Southwest. It's gone to a lot of cook-offs throughout the United States flying Southwest with all my chili gear in the hole, hoping it'd get there, and it has every time.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me, and
it's been a
pleasure. See you down the chili trail. See you in Terlingua.
If I have a pulse, I'll be there.
I think you're right.
In fact, Richard helped out or attended for a number of years, and he shared this story, which had to be from 1979 or later, since that's when we first started flying to New Orleans.
What I do remember is the team that came in from New Orleans actually didn't cook chili. It cooked gumbo. And I remember that the judges kept requesting to have the team that was cooking gumbo to send another cup in that they still wanted to judge some more of. So it didn't win the cook-off, but I think it won the heart of the judges.
It was the judges' favorite, but they couldn't give it the winner because it wasn't actually chili.
That is true.
That's funny.
I found charitable giving coordinator Janet Felty serving up chili to the masses, and she wanted to know about how the judging works. Now, Janet's serving a lot of chili here, giving away samples, free cups. Oh, we got a little cheese and some Fritos as an option. Now, when you turn in the chili, you're not going to be able to turn it in that way, but sometimes people enjoy eating it that way. You had a question for me earlier?
Yes, how is the judging, how do you judge the chili, and how do you know whose is who?
Well, in order to keep it fair, there's something called a double-blind judging system. All of the cups have a number. All the cups have a number put on them with a piece of tape that covers it. And on the other side of that number, the other side of that tab is also number. So if you're number six, it has six underneath the piece of tape. And then when they turn the chilies in, they're all renumbered, one through however many there are. So as a judge, you're judging cup number three, but it might have number 17 on it. So until they pull that piece of paper off to reveal the number, and then you show the matching other half of that number, that's how you know you win.
Very fair. I like that.
It's called a double-blind judging system.
Thank you very much.
You're very busy. I'll let you keep working.
Now, if you've never been to a chili cook-off, especially a pretty good size like this one is, there's a component of chili cook-offs that a lot of people don't realize. There's the showmanship aspect, or just show. And people put on, the way they decorate their tent, the way they might sing songs, they might have whole skits performed. Well, Southwest Airlines, as you might be able to predict, does this in pretty big fashion. And I learned only recently how the showmanship aspect of chili cook-off started. The judging, it goes hand in hand with the judging, because the double-blind judging system had to be invented to keep things fair, because one of the things that people were noticing was that the judges used to walk around and then taste right out of the pot. And maybe somebody started kind of decorating their table, or they started doing some, they juggle or play the guitar or something. They'd do something when the judges would come by. And before long, people started noticing, hey, wait a minute. The person that was doing that decorating stuff or the singing stuff, they happened to be doing better in the cook-offs. It was giving them an advantage. So they said, okay, no more of that. They came up with this double-blind judging system, and then separate the showmanship into its own category. So that's pretty much how show started at chili cook-offs. Now, I don't want to give anything away about who won the show on this day, but this group was doing it right. Caveman Chili, what department are you at?
Executive Office.
And you are doing, your theme this year is Caveman Chili.
Chili. So a caveman could do it.
Making a light of the Geico.
Yes. Yes, we got our unibrows going and our caveman outfits going. And
so you're giving out chili already. You're giving out samples?
Yes. Chilico. So easy, caveman do it.
And is this chili, are you making a vegetarian chili? Is that what I saw?
Oh, no. Caveman chili had meat. Lots of meat.
Mammoth. Is it pterodactyl?
No, woolly mammoth. Sabertooth.
What's your favorite show or theme that you've ever seen anybody do?
Caveman chili.
Somehow I knew that was coming.
And, oh, by the way, there's going to be a video coming out. I've shot quite a bit of video at this event, and that will be coming out before too long. And you can actually see what some of this stuff is. Also, I will have some photographs of some of the groups in the blog associated with this podcast. And like I said, I was judging this year, so my experience was quite different from past years. When I sat down at the judging table, a veteran of this event was across from me, and I had this little chat with him.
I'm here with one of the judges. Tell me your name.
Jim Powell.
Now, Jim, you say you have been to every one of these events, is that correct?
Except one.
All except one. You cooked in the very first year.
First 3 years.
First three.
How'd you do? Did you win?
No.
You never worked for Southwest Airlines, is that correct?
No, I didn't. My former wife worked there at one point in time. But a good friend of mine named Jess Coker, who's the vice president of marketing, was who I cooked with those first 3 years. And then, of course, you know, they kept it going. The way the first and last and third and last happened, and that's true. When they first started it, they didn't know if they'd be in existence the next year. So that's true.
Have you had some pretty good chili over the years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you had some pretty bad chilies over the years?
Oh, yeah.
It runs the gamut, huh?
It does. It does.
Well, thanks for all your help on this event over the decades now.
Oh, you bet.
Now, as I mentioned, we have a video coming out, and I was busy shooting footage, but my good friend, Twitter expert, and now podcast field reporter, Christy Day, stepped in for the play-by-play of the announcement of the winners.
So we're getting ready to announce the Showmanship Award. I'm really hoping that Communications is the number one winner. But I know there was a fierce competition out there, so he's about to give out who won. Third place.
Maintenance and Mechanics.
They had Chuck Chili Wagons. They were all dressed up like cowboys. They had some guitar picking going on. They had a great show out there.
Come up and accept this,
they're running up to accept their award right now.
In second place.
Podcast.
Purchasing.
In second place, we have Purchasing. They had the Chili Shack. They did a really, really good job, apparently, with their performance, and so they won second place. And first place, I have a feeling it's going to go to the Cavemen from Culture team. First place, the Cavemen Chili wins it. First place for showmanship. They're all dressed up like cavemen. They have unibrows and bearded legs and all kinds of crazy things. So, yes, they have won the Showmanship Award, if you can hear them. They're pretty fired up. Michelle Agnew is accepting the award on their behalf.
We're taking minutes. The third place, and this is the Chef's Choice Awards.
Chef's Choice Awards is what we're calling out now. The Cargo Maintenance Group wins third place. And the chef's choice. That means that all the chefs get together and actually pick out of everybody who is their favorite. So third place goes to Cargo.
Cargo Maintenance, are you out there? We can deliver this to you if you like. But in second place for the chef's choice.
Second place.
Dallas Ramp.
Woo! Excited. I don't know if you can hear them. They're pretty thrilled. Okay, now is the suspenseful moment as we're turning the bend and trying to figure out who is the first place winner of the Chef's Choice Chili Award. Again, that means that all the chefs that cooked the chili got together and picked who their favorites were.
And in first place,
Chef's Choice Award.
Facilities Maintenance.
Pretty excited. I didn't actually get to try their chili, but I can see it all over his shirt and on his back. He's got some handprints of the chili. Apparently it was good and messy. Okay, so now we're going into the judges portion of the ceremony where we figure out who the judges actually liked.
Once we announce the winners, please don't. We need to have that piece of paper with your number on it. So bring it up to the stage.
Coming in at fifth place.
19.
Not sure what group that is. Hopefully they'll run to the front and we'll get a face with a name, a number.
Cargo Sales
won fifth place in the chili cook-off. Fifth place for the Cargo Sales. Nice job, guys.
In fourth place.
Okay, fourth place.
Number 38.
Number 38. Come on down, number 38. 38 looks like it's the rubber chicken chili. He's got a chicken hat on his head.
Flight Ops Training.
They won fourth place. Congratulations on having the fourth best chili.
14.
Number 14. They've won the third place award. Technology. Pretty smart, pretty techy, and also can make some pretty good chili.
In second place. This is not a coincidence, I don't think, but it's number two.
Number two in second place.
Facilities, second place.
Facilities, our heroes of the heart for 2009. Also won second place in the chili cook-off. They have some really nice shirts on. They're pretty excited. They have about 20 people on stage right now accepting their second place award.
The first Before we announce the first place winner, I'd like to thank everybody again for coming out to the 36th to the last Top of Phillies.
This is the 36th and last Chili Cook-Off. 36 years of this. This is the last time we'll ever do it, apparently. That's a lie. Okay, we're getting ready to announce the first place winner. It's very exciting. The amigos are pretty pumped.
Southwest Airlines Chili Cook-Off. It's number 12.
Number 12. Oh, no. But pretty exciting for number 12. The amigos aren't jumping up and down. Communications is not jumping up and down. But these guys are pretty pumped, and I don't know what group they're from. Hopefully they'll get on stage and announce it. They seem pretty excited and obviously had some pretty tasty chili.
First place prize, the Cargos and Operations.
Cargos and Operations. Nice work, guys. Congratulations on having some fantastic chili. And good job, everyone that participated. We appreciate all the tasty chili we had today. And try harder next year.
Well, another great day in paradise or another year to work on your recipe. Depends where you finished. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The chili judges have indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off all propane stoves and portable electronic devices.